Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. This is our Purium Meet the Owners call on May 1st. And unfortunately, Amy Venner, one of our owners, is not available here this evening, but Dave Sandoval is going to be heading up this call. He's, of course, one of our owners, founders, chief science officers, and the author of the Green Foods Bible. Dave is available, makes himself available on these calls several times a month. I think it's one of the fun and different things about Purium is that you have an opportunity to hear directly from the owner what's on his mind, and a lot of great stuff happening in the business. And so what I'd like to do is just turn the call over to Dave, and I'll be standing by and participate as needed. So, Dave, thanks so much for hosting this call and leading the presentation.
Well, thank you. Thanks for taking a moment to help me to greet everybody. There's no big emergency with Amy other than she was out with a client and her cell phone was running out and she wasn't going to get back to the office in time to charge it. So nothing to worry about. And I'm really excited, to talk tonight. Remember, it's the philosophy, purpose, the philosophy, the product information. You know, time is what Wednesdays are dedicated to. We have Dr. Mike every other week, and Amy and I, on the subsequent weeks. And we have a very unique purpose on these calls, and that's to let you know clearly, you know, Amy and I, who we are, what we stand for, where we're coming from. And recently, it's important that we have an exchange of information because of the changes that have been going on at Purium. And those changes are, in my humble opinion, amazing. They're dynamic, and they're more important than that. They're necessary. They're necessary in order to create a better company. We have a philosophy of continuous self-improvement. And continuous self-improvement is what we encourage each of our employees, each of our owners and managers and members to practice on a daily basis, to know that each and every day you do a little better than you did yesterday. But even if you don't, you know that tomorrow that is still possible. And so planning to fail is failing to plan, or failing to plan is planning to fail. And we plan on being a dynamic company for years to come. We plan on helping thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people, but we'll help everybody in a slightly different way. And when people talk multi-level marketing, it's funny because I don't really like the name, but I have to admit that there are multi-levels, many, many levels of participation if you're interested in Purium. We have created a ladder where participants can easily find a comfort zone. And let me explain to you the philosophy behind what we're talking about. You know that if you're a child, that you first learn to crawl, and crawling is an adventure. And if you take a child out of the womb and tell them, we want you to run a marathon, that would be ridiculous. We ask the child to crawl, and as they crawl, they explore and they learn things. And from there, one day, they decide that the crawling is done. They've done everything they can crawling. They need to walk. And then after they walk, they begin to learn to do things like skip and jump and ultimately run. And after they learn to run, once they've built up their endurance, they can become a marathoner. But to consider that a child out of the womb is going to be a marathoner is insane. And so what happens is Purium is set up to where if you want to become a marathoner, you can. And because many of the changes that we've talked about have been to tell the people who have wanted to become marathoners that we now have the course set for them. It might have confused some people. They might have forgotten that the same company that's ready to accommodate the marathoner is also absolutely capable and ready and willing to accommodate the person who is ready to crawl. that that's where they're at, or maybe walk, or just learn to skip or jump. And what I'm talking about is the new method of presenting Purim. And it goes something like this. Let's say that you're somebody who is moderately, mildly interested in nutrition, and you really love the philosophy and the products of Purim. And you go into a health food store, and you say, wow, those products are fairly expensive. A friend tells you that you could join Purim as a member and save 20% on all of the products you buy. Well, that's pretty cool. You invest $29.95, you save 20% on all the products that you buy, and as a privilege of membership, you not only save 20% on the products you buy, you earn 20% if you happen to inspire someone else to use the products as well. It's not what you set out to do. You just wanted to use the products, or maybe you did set out to say, I'll recommend them once in a while, but this isn't really my business. But yeah, if somebody wants them, I'll recommend them. Well, that's the perfect level for you then. Save 20%, earn 20%, have the privileges of ownership, and that's where you're comfortable. But then all of a sudden you start to like the products a little more. You realize you're using the products more. You'd like to save a little more. You realize that people are talking to you more about the products and you'd like to earn a little more. Then, if you want to save a little more, you want to earn a little more, you need to do a little more. And that do a little more is to do nothing more than consistently use our products by placing a backup order. And it's a fairly small dollar amount. This is where David Litt comes in. What is the backup order requirement to go to the next rung on the ladder?
To be a premier member is just a 50-point backup order. It's about $65.
Well, this is obviously not a big deal, because if you use one or two products a month, then it's easy to order those and to use them every month. And you're now recommending more, you're now using more, you're now earning more, you're now saving more. I hope that makes sense to everybody. So you're a little bit more involved, you're earning and saving a little bit more. Now, all of a sudden, you go, you know what? I'm earning and saving a little bit more. I want to share what I'm doing with other people a little bit more. And all of a sudden, you actually are teaching people to recruit people so that they could save and earn a little bit more. So all of a sudden, you do a little bit more. You now are, you know, not just using a little bit more and selling a little bit more. You're actually recruiting people to use and sell a little more, and so, boom, we give you a little bit more. You become a recruiter or a recruiter creator, and then you get even a little bit more than that. And so there used to be a fairly high rung you got to pretty easy, and then there were three or four rungs that, you know, were sort of where you maxed out on this ladder. And what we've done is we've spread it out a little bit. We've made the bottom rung a little bit lower, a little easier, perhaps, or about as easy as it used to be to get to our bottom rung. Well, our bottom rung is now no longer the bottom rung. It's a little bit harder to get to. And we're proud of that. We're not ashamed of that at all. And some people might think, well, that was a takeaway. It absolutely was not. When you look at everything we've done, we have given way more in the exchange. It's an exchange of energy. Everything is energy. And when you put more energy in, we give more energy back. Money is energy. And we will give you money energy for your mind and mouth and time energy. And so what I wanted to explain on tonight's call, very, very importantly, is that the philosophy of the company is continuous improvement. And now the compensation plan reflects the philosophy of the company by making it so easy. Once you get to the first rung, it's easy to see the second rung, easy to see yourself achieving the second rung. On the first rung, you may not see that about the fourth rung, but you will see it about the second one. Now, when you get to the third rung, that fourth rung now looks very easy to achieve, but it did not seem so from the first rung. So for those of you who right now are looking at the compensation plan and saying, I don't see myself being a million-dollar earner. It doesn't matter. All you need to see yourself is on the first level of that rung. And I guarantee you, as you climb that mountain one step at a time, that longest journey that begins with the first step will become evident. And so I'd like to ask David to sort of round out that philosophy part for me and maybe add his two questions.
Sure. Well, you know, there are a few things that I really like, you know, at the lowest level that we provide, which is we offer free naturopathic advice by email or by phone. We offer a lot of support with our transformation program. We offer free shipping and handling on orders over 100 points, your first order over 100 points. And if you want to continue to get free shipping and handling, all you need to do is be a premier member, as Dave shared. We've got monthly product specials now for premier members as well. We've got a great one going on here this month. And, you know, there's a lot of value that we offer. We don't have an annual renewal cost to be involved as a member. We don't have monthly fees for our websites, including our gift card marketing system. So there are lots of things that we do. We also don't even charge tax on orders outside of California and Texas. So there are lots of fees that other companies charge that we don't. Companies have their own credit cards, and they make money on the back end, even paying out commissions. We have free direct deposit. So there are many, many, many things that we offer as you join and become a Purium member, not least of which are these weekly calls. We have weekly calls for people who are interested in products. We have weekly calls for people who are interested in the business. All those calls are archived. So, you know, you could spend hours and hours and hours listening to information about not only our most popular products, but if you go back a year or two or three or four, you'll find information on a variety of health issues and a variety of products from Dr. Mike and from Dave and from Amy. So there's lots of value in being involved with Purium, and even if your focus in the beginning is not making lots of money, it's nice to know that the compensation plan is there so that if you do a 10-day transformation and you have a profound positive benefit and you want to share it with other people, or something happens where your blood sugar levels go down because you've used Scoop of Greens, or, you know, you start using the products on a regular basis and realize how much it's helping the clarity of your thought, or have other benefits that you can point to and you want others to share in that, it's nice to know that we have a compensation plan now where you can earn significant income as you begin to promote the program. So, you know, the business side of things, I love talking about the business side of things, but don't want to dominate the call here. So hopefully that filled in a couple of blanks, especially on the lower rungs of some things that we do that other companies don't do.
Well, great, David. Well, thank you for that, and thanks for joining us on the call tonight. You know, it could be a little staticky, so I wanted to see if anybody had a question. But before David unlocks the line, I want you to hit *6 if you do not have a question, or hit mute on your phone, and that way we don't have a lot of background noise. And I think I would be happy to take a few questions if anybody has any at this time. It could be about anything at all. So now's your...
Okay, great. Well, the lines are unmuted, Dave.
Okay, great. Does anybody have a question for... Once again, if anybody has a question for David and I, I'd be happy to answer that at this time. I'd like to also apologize for those who are on the support call. I apologize. I was unable to get there in time to support you tonight. I hope that you all took care of each other. And we'll make sure that doesn't happen again.
Well, we
so
thank you for
like
that.
There's many calls out there tonight. There are many questions out there tonight. So we'll go ahead and mute the line again.
Questions, David? More things.
Okay. Well, that's okay. It's okay if you don't have a question. But I also wanted to let you know that we have a, you know, a pretty incredible track record as a company of making our customers happy. And the evidence of that is in what is called liability insurance for products. All products that are sold have to have insurance, and that insurance is in case somebody might get sick, and you're able to recall all the products and compensate the people who got sick, and you need to have a lot of insurance to cover that if you sell a lot of food, and we do. And because of that, every year we get audited, and they ask us some very important questions, which would indicate to them whether or not we might be a problem. And so the first thing they ask for is all the records of the customer complaints. And all of our customer complaints fit in one itsy-bitsy folder because we just don't get them. And then they asked for our rate of returns. And when we gave them the rate of returns, you have to remember they're looking at us and they're looking at all these green, funky vegetable herb powders. And then we show them our rate of return is less than 1%. Now, this is pretty incredible. Our rate of reorder is phenomenal. And when they looked at our rate of return, they said, don't be offended, but we think that you have made a mistake. We'd like to audit your books because no one, I don't care if you sell fudgesicles, your rate of return is more than 1%. So you can't tell us that people don't return these funky green herbal things at a rate more than ice cream. Well, they did their audit, and they were right. We were wrong. We had overestimated our rate of return. And so if people buy funky green herbal products that, of course, taste just as good as fudgesicles, right, David? These aren't sold for taste. They're not sold because they're sexy or anything like that. They're sold so people who take them will feel better. And clearly that happens. And when you look at the statistics and you look at the number of people and who have come into the company and you look at the number of people who have provided amazing, phenomenal, incredible testimony, before and after pictures, and case studies that just blow doctors' minds. That's what we're in this business for, and we need to reach more. We need to reach more people, and we need to reach them now. And this business, is unapologetically geared to reach as many people as we can. And the impetus, what is going to drive us to get into more people's lives, is to incentivize more people to build a larger network within this organization. And so network marketing is not a phrase that I'm afraid of. I like it. We're building a network of like-minded, well-intentioned people who are willing to put their reputation on the line to save other people's lives, change the world. That is the type of network I want to be part of. Multi-level? Well, I think I just explained. It's not such a bad phrase when you think about it the way I described. That there are multiple levels of participation. From the least offensive buying club mentality. I buy my membership, I save money, and I make a little money. To, quite honestly, the most sophisticated, example of free enterprise when someone can create a business that pays them tens of thousands of dollars a month and they're no longer physically, mentally, emotionally working the business on a daily basis. They're semi-retired, and they're earning full-time, double-time work, money. Yeah, that's the type of leverage that we want to create in people's lives. And when we do, they're going to help us reach tens of thousands more people because of the reward that we're giving them. And so if you're going to create an incentive, which is all free enterprise is, it's a financial reward for doing something. Wouldn't you rather create an incentive for people making the world a better place, for people making lives better, healthier, younger, more capable of experiencing the joy and the love and the fellowship and the ecstasy and the fascination and the that is available to us when we are awake, when we're alive, when we're vibrant, and those things that are hidden from us when we're miserable and unhealthy?
Well,
life is for the living, and that's what we're here to serve.
One of the most fun parts of my job, Dave, is I get the opportunity to look at the testimonials, the before and after pictures and the numbers. You know, they tell part of the story, and certainly we have some tremendous before and after photos and some amazing numbers with our transformation program. But it's really the underlying stories and the answers to a few simple questions on those transformation enrollment online forums that really brighten my day. It's amazing. We just downloaded 17 new testimonials, and some of these stories are, you know, people who have tried to lose weight for years and years, had literally given up, people who are on medications, people that had pain in their body, all sorts of things that were troubling them or, you know, felt like they were looking for a transformation. They were looking for something to kickstart an upward spiral in their life. And so it is really inspiring and energizing, and I shared, you know, many of these transformation testimonials with all the staff internally, because it's just one of the things that motivates everyone in the company is to see the results that are happening. So I hope that you, if you're listening on the line here now, have had that experience, and the experience has been as good as it's been for me and for my wife and for lots of other people that I've seen and know. And importantly, I hope you've had the opportunity to share it with other people and have them thank you personally because of the results that they've received. So, you know, I shared the Apothecary with my mom. She was on, you know, she was on sleeping medication, and she has a lot of trouble sleeping. And the Apothecary really changed her life in a matter of a couple of servings. And so, you know, it's fun. It's fun to have that experience, to be able to change somebody else's life. So, you know, no matter what your intention, no matter what your reason for being part of Purium, it's all good. And it will only be good because we're on the right side of the food industry and the right side of health, and all good things come from that.
Definitely, Dave. Or as Amy would say, absolutely, since she's not here, I want to put in absolutely for her. And so for all of you listening tonight, you know, if for whatever reason you tuned in, I hope you understand that, you know, we want to share our philosophy of continuous self-improvement, of continuous physical improvement as well with the world. And we are so absolutely flattered and so absolutely thrilled that you're doing it with us. So to all of you who are with us tonight, I want to thank you once again. David Litt, I want to thank you. And Amy, even though you're not here, we want to thank you for your contribution to everything that is happening good in the company right now. It's because of our combined efforts. So good night, everybody. God bless. And once again, David, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Dave. Bye now.
Oh, bye-bye now.